Hi, I'm Dina.
I'm Carol. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
What is it like to be a young Muslim woman at the University of Washington?
University of Washington, I feel, is very diverse to an extent. So I have a lot of Muslim friends as well as non-Muslim friends, friends from, you know, a lot of different cultures and religions. And I feel like that has helped me grow and has helped me realize what's, you know, the diversity that we have and appreciate it. And I feel like going to University of Washington, I used to be a very closed off person. Like, I didn't want to talk about my religion. I didn't want to talk about where I was from. But entering into the university atmosphere, I felt like I had to talk and I had to bring my opinion, my perspective, and be able to know my religion enough to be able to teach it to others. Or to, you know, answer questions when they came up to me.
So suddenly it's like you're an ambassador.
Kind of, yeah. You know, like taking classes about religion, I had to make sure that whatever was said about Islam was correct. That there were no misconceptions. So that's kind of, it really made me go out of my bubble and made me feel more like not an advocate necessarily, but be able to clear up everything that's going on.
That's interesting. How do you feel about having to be that person who has to clear up misperceptions?
At first, it was kind of stressful and always nerve-wracking. Like, oh my God, am I saying this right? Am I not? After a while, I started learning my religion because I wanted to learn it, not because I need to be able to answer people's questions. I was curious about what's going on and what actually taught my religion. So I tell people that I was born a Muslim, but I found Islam kind of on my own. I went through, like, I did a lot of research about Islam and other religions and tried to find, okay, for example, I'm a feminist. So I'd go in and I'm like, okay, well, what does Islam have to say about women?
Right.
What rights do they get? Why, for example, like things that are uncommon or misconceptions about women, I went around trying to find the clear answer to that.
Did you learn something that surprised you when you were kind of digging deeper into women and Islam?
Definitely. I found a lot of stuff.
Really?
let's see. I think I was really, really surprised at how important women are and how much women played a role in Islam, whether it was all the way at the time of the Prophet, peace be upon him, or later carrying the legacy and, you know, sharing knowledge about Islam. I was really surprised because that's kind of not really represented in media and in teachings. It's mostly focused always on, you know, the companions that were men.
Right.
But not really the wives of the Prophet or the women that lived at the time of the Prophet and what they did, as well as the women scholars that came after that.
So what do you think what's the biggest misconception that people have about women in Islam?
That they are oppressed.
That they are oppressed, yeah.
So at University of Washington, I've been doing this thing for 3 years where it's called World Hijab Day. World Hijab Day.
Okay.
So hijab is a scarf we wear.
Yours is beautiful.
Thank you. So normally it's on February 1st. It's a day that's around the world and a lot of universities do it. But at the University of Washington, we try doing it in the spring quarter because people are more likely to stop by when there's sun and it's not raining. And I felt the reason I started that was because a lot of people would look at me and either on the university grounds or outside and say that you're oppressed for wearing that. Take it off. You don't need that. And researching why it was like you wear it, I felt it cleared up so much. And that's why I try to have World Hijab Day every year.
Okay.
Because I feel like the more we're able to understand why we wear it and share that with others, the more that misconception is going to go away.
That's great.